It's Public Policy 541, International Trade Policy. It is cross-listed with the Economics Department and will undoubtedly include some master's students from the Econ Department, as well as, who knows, might come in from outside, but it'll be mainly Ford School students. It is an economics course. It maybe should have economics in the title, the economics of international trade policy, but it's certainly not just economics. I put quite a bit of emphasis on talking about, and you're learning about and discussing in class, the institutions of trade policy, both in the United States and to some extent, to the extent that I know it, in other countries or groups of countries like the European Union and in Japan, and also then at the world level in the World Trade Organization and its predecessor organization. So there's quite a lot of that kind of detail. And in fact, in addition to requiring a pretty standard textbook on international economics that we use about half of, the other half is on international finance that would be used in the winter, probably in the international finance course that Catherine Dominguez will be teaching in the winter. But in addition to using that textbook, I also assign a book by a lawyer. His name is John Jackson. He used to, for many, many years, be on the faculty here in the law school. And indeed, he and I worked together and taught together to an extent. But he is, I think, still regarded as the world's foremost legal expert on the world trading system. And some would even say he more or less designed it, because he laid the framework in some of his writings for what eventually was put together as the World Trade Organization, which has now existed for, it's going on 20 years. But in my career, it was quite a new thing. So a portion of the course is coming from those writings of a lawyer, and a larger portion is coming from an economics textbook, and perhaps an even larger portion is just coming from me, because I like to use the blackboard. I like to draw diagrams. In fact, I love to draw diagrams, and I use them a lot. In many ways, what I do in that course will be recognizable to you once you, as I think all of you have taken 558, because a lot of the trade policy area is very much like cost-benefit analysis, but of international trade and of international trade policies. In fact, I've had students, some might be here, yes, there's one, who, I don't know if it was you that said this, but somebody, they took my course their first semester before they'd taken 558, and I don't know how much they liked it, but in any case, they said by the time they got to 558, they said, there's another one. It was very recognizable that they were getting the same stuff in 558 that they were getting from me. Having said that, it suddenly occurs to me I may have just totally turned you off. But anyway, those tools, I love using those tools. And we study things like not just tariffs and quotas, which are the most common forms of trade policy, but all sorts of other things like anti-dumping duties, and for that matter, dumping itself, or the use of countervailing duties to offset the subsidies that countries might provide. Quite aside from the economic analysis, we talk quite a bit about the problems of negotiating trade agreements and the effects of trade agreements and things of that nature. So what else? The course has a couple of exams. It has some problem sets that are not required. Gosh, what else does it have? Oh, it does have a paper. It has a bunch of papers. That's right. I forgot that. Three papers. Okay, yeah. Used to be four, by the way. I got pressure from the students to cut that back. But yeah, three papers. Indeed, one, was it one or two? I think two of them will be on display in the Gramlich Showcase this afternoon. So there you go. Okay, all right. Wonderful opportunities. And I'd like to mention, although this has only happened once in the, I don't know, 30 years, 40 years, however long I've been teaching this course, but I one time had a student actually come back from his internship after taking my course and saying, wow, we used exactly those tools that you were teaching us, and he was so pleased. One student. Well, I mean, most people don't get jobs at the International Trade Commission or whatever, but some do. So anyway, that's my course.